Welcome everyone to a new episode of What's Your Problem? Today in our studio we have a very special guest, Furkan Akça, a 35-year-old design engineer from London. He will be commenting on traffic problems in his hometown and wants to criticize the conditions he's bearing every single day. As we already know, London is one of the most congested cities in the UK. And with this small introduction, I'm very pleased to hand over to him.
Hello everyone. First, I want to thank the Home Radio team for the invitation, because it was very important for me to talk about this topic. Let's start with something about me. I'm Furkan Akça, 35 years old, and I'm working at the British car company, Rolls-Royce. You may have heard of it. I was not born in London. I'm from Turkey, born in Istanbul. That's a funny coincidence, because Istanbul is the second worst congested city in the world. With 28 years, I decided to emigrate from Istanbul to London, because I found this job at Rolls-Royce. Also a coincidence that the company I work for is a car company, which produces cars, which causes the traffic problems. I didn't know about the traffic problems in London, I just came for the job. At least it's better than in Istanbul. But it's intolerably. Let's describe a day in my life. So, at 9 a.m. I have to be in my workplace. My house is 10 kilometers away from Rolls-Royce. That's an acceptable distance, but in London it's a really long-lasting drive. It's changing a lot in my daily routine. First of all, I have to wake up at 7:30 a.m. Till 8 a.m. I get ready and have my breakfast. At 8 a.m. I have to drive off. Yeah, sometimes it takes 1 hour to drive 10 kilometers. To kill time in these long traffic jams, I have a mobile phone on which I play games. Sometimes, when there's no jam, I arrive early. Then I have to kill my time too. I walk a bit in the park near my workplace. So, as you can see, the traffic problems affect me a lot and nearly every Londoner citizen. I have to wake up 1.5 hours earlier. I have to kill time and all that is very annoying. I hated to go to my work. When I wake up, I think of these long traffic jams and it's just a nightmare. I am 2 hours a day in my car and sitting in a car is not that comfortable. It would be better for me to take the subway, but the subway is full of people too, especially in the morning. So I think that traffic is one of the worst problems in London. The administration has to do something now. Yeah, I know, they introduced the congestion charge, but there are still many cars on the street. Companies like Amazon or Uber don't care about this charge. They have enough money. I also pay this charge. Nearly everybody pays it. It's not that much. And people who don't want to pay this charge use their bicycle. And what does our government do? Yes, of course. They extend the cycle lanes. Of course they do. So now cars even got less road capacity. So in my opinion, this charge is not a solution. It made it even worse. I don't know the best solution, that's not my job, but something has to be done. Maybe they could extend their car roads and build less buildings. Or they limit the amount of cars in a family. I know some people who have 3 cars per 5 people. If there's no solution in next years, I have to leave London, because this traffic influenced my whole daily routine and upsets me day by day. I live 7 years now in London and I try to accept the situation. But now, where it gets worse, I will not be able to withstand this. So, this is my message to the Londoner government. Please do something against this traffic, or you will lose me as a Londoner citizen. But not only me, there are a lot more people which will leave the city due to the traffic problems.
Wow, that's a really impressive ending. Thank you so much for participating and sharing your opinion with us. So as you all heard, the traffic problems in London are huge and the citizens are not really happy with this situation. They demand even more changes from the government. I hope this tormenting situation will be solved as quickly as possible. But sadly, that's it for today. I say goodbye and wish you a nice and hopefully sunny Friday afternoon.